Okay. I'm calling the meeting to order, Fine Strawberry Water. According to my watch, it's 4:00. And so we'll start with that. Let's have a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are these people that have called in? Mike?
Yes.
Yes.
Ann Lovridge, Greg, Julia Bode, Mike, and Susan Keesling.
Cool.
Okay. Let's have prayer. Anybody want to offer a prayer? If not, I'll offer one. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful unto Thee to serve on the Pine Strawberry Water Board, to serve the citizens of Pine and Strawberry. We're thankful to meet today, take care of a few items of business. We pray that Thou bless us, that we might make correct decisions. And we pray that Thou bless us, that we might have relief from the drought, that Thou art aware that we're totally reliant on rain and snow. And at this point, we pray for rain. We pray Thou open the windows of heaven and send us a blessing of rain to help replenish our aquifers and to help us protect the area in which we live from wildfires. And these things we pray for in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, we'll have a roll call starting down here.
Star Roger.
Roger Childers, present.
Sharon Hillman, present.
Larry Bagshaw, present.
Alan Feynman, present.
Ray Heddings, present.
George Brookhouse, present.
And do we have Tammy on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So Tammy Albright is not on the phone. But we do have a quorum. And so that's a good thing. We have business to conduct business. I have a couple of announcements I'm going to have through this whole thing. First, on the 19th of May, which is next Wednesday, we are having an all-employee luncheon here in this room. And at that time, Tammy Albright and Ray Heddings, who has interviewed everyone who we employ and gotten a lot of comments, are going to talk about some of those comments, some things that have caused conflict in our district amongst our employees, and they're going to offer some solutions that we'd like to implement so that we can have, shall I call it, peace and calm. One of my favorite things in the scriptures is that the Lord said, if you're not one, you're not mine.
I'm having trouble hearing.
Let's see. Is Morgan still there? Do we have a remote thing?
A remote microphone for that?
Yeah.
No.
No?
I can move closer.
Are you sure you can't turn it up in the settings, maybe?
Maybe.
I'm sorry.
I'm not saying this with disrespect. It's just I'm hearing, and I notice everyone else on camera or on this call is muted, so it's just difficult. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's different. I've been to certain meetings in my life where I couldn't hear, and they're the most boring meetings in the world. So, can you hear me now? No.
We're muted, I think.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
You can
Thank
hear.
Thank you.
You can hear me.
Can hear him? Okay.
All right. If there's anyone on the call from the public that wishes to make some comment, you can. You don't need to identify this ahead of time, but you can just tell me what you want, to who you are, what you want to say. Your comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and they will be addressed to the board as a whole and not to any individual, and we'll probably not discuss them.
Bob, hit that escape button.
But we will take them under consideration. Did you hear that, what I said?
No, it's on the... Yeah.
All right. So is there anyone on the line? Looks like we have about 7 on the line from the public. And do any of you want to address the board on any issue? If so, state your name and what you want to say. Okay, I take it no one has any axes to grind right now, so we'll move on.
Well, Riley's on.
Who's on?
Riley.
Oh, yeah, Riley.
Yeah, I'm here.
Riley doesn't want to say anything, I know that. Riley's our legal advisor. Okay. Now, under old business, 6.1 on the agenda has to do with approving a resolution to accept a design loan from the Water Infrastructure, whatever it stands, WIFA Design Loan. Sharon Hillman has that. The resolution is 3 pages long, and it's been approved by our, that's 4 pages long, I'm sorry. They've been approved by our lawyer. So, Sharon, you want to address that?
Sure. The district applied for a WIFA design loan in the amount of $2.5 million. The loan was approved on April 28, 2021, and we have received the loan documents. Part of the documents includes a board resolution that needs to be signed by the district's attorney, chairman, and secretary of the board of directors. The attorney has signed and forwarded for the board members to sign. Once signed, it will be sent to WIFA for the loan document package. And the resolution is just approving the loan conditions and the loan documents and the loan with WIFA. This document becomes a part of those, the loan package when it's completed. There's also an Exhibit A of the loan agreement here, and this is a $2.5 million loan, but it's in 3 years, and it's interest only for us. So the first year's interest is $26,875. The second year interest is $25,000. And then the third year will be paid off by our USDA loan funding. And that's pretty much all there is to it. It's a recommendation that the board chairman and secretary sign the document for submission to WIFA.
I think it's important to note that this interest rate is very favorable, 1%, which is a very favorable rate. Any questions by the board concerning this resolution? Do I have a motion to approve this resolution?
Motion to approve.
Motion
to approve.
George, and second by Larry. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. So as chairman, I will sign this, and Larry Bagshaw's secretary will attest that signature. Thank you. Okay, the next item on the agenda is new...
Do you have a question?
I'm sorry.
What's the status on checking the wells, as far as those wells that have been capped? Have you got any updates on that?
We have some information, but we don't have a thing to present yet. On all of them.
Okay. Thank you.
We are gonna test pump pit two. We decided this morning, we're gonna go ahead with that.
K2 well to be test pumped. That's in Strawberry. Under business, new business 7-2, discuss and take possible action regarding purchasing a Bobcat mini excavator from Bingham Equipment for $60,738.26. Couldn't they cut that 26 off? 26 cents off? Just round it up, down. We're buying it at the state contract price, a very favorable price. And Bob Arbuthnot, our general manager, will make a presentation on that.
Okay, you should have in your packets your machine in question. But I also have a set of specifications because I want to explain to you that we already have a mini excavator.
Yeah, good, bro. We understand what they were talking about. Mm-hmm.
Are they talking to me?
No.
Are you here?
Please mute your phone if you're talking to each other.
Maybe we need to have a round table around this thing.
Okay. The district presently has a mini excavator. These are rubber track tractors that are classified as a miniature excavator. And I have some photographs here if you want. Well, I gave you some, didn't I?
Yes.
Okay, so. The one we have right now is called a Bobcat 820. And it's more of a landscaper's tool. And it doesn't have enough reach or capacity. It won't even lift the asphalt. When they saw cut the asphalt, they can't lift it up with this thing. So we went shopping and we checked on three different models. And wound up finding out that pictures are in the back. We looked at a Kobelco, we looked at Bobcat, and we looked at Kubota. And we found that for several reasons. The Bobcat turned out on the top of the pack because we got a 30% discount on the state contract. So the discount off the list price was $23,691, which is quite an extensive discount. And it's 30%. And the accessories are discounted by Bobcat for state agencies to 24%. And that was the best deal that was out there. And not only that, there's a shortage of these machines. Just like everything else, the factories of their production is low. Slow and low and slow and cold. So I talked to the salesman at Bingham and he got us signed up with the state contract, which is a smoking deal. And this particular machine that we're looking at is an E60 excavator. And it has a reach, if you look down on page 2. The horsepower is 55 horse. The one that we have right now is 13.9. It's quite a big difference just in horsepower. This one has a thumb on the bucket, so if you ever seen that little tang on the back of a front loader type bucket or a backhoe bucket that has, you can pick the asphalt up with the machine, not have to do it themselves. and have the capacity, the lift capacity, let's see, is 6,300 pounds, whereas the lift capacity on the one we have right now is 1,000 pounds. So it's quite a difference.
Did you, Bobby, did you say 6,300?
I did, sir.
Oh, that's good.
And that's 3 tons.
Yeah.
And the dig depth is on this bigger machine is down to maximum. The dig depth is 13 to 14 feet. And on the one we have now is 8 feet. Now, as some of you may be aware, we have several areas that are deeper than 8 feet. Pipes are down over here on Whispering Pines is one area. So oftentimes they have to go get the big machine, which is even bigger than this E60. It's a regular backhoe. And it doesn't lend itself to easy transport and all that. It's kind of wore out too. So the advantages to this new model are several. And the guys looked at all these other, and when the salesman came across and said he actually had one on the lot, Ben was looking at the Kobelco, but he found that this one would do the job. Discounts bigger, and the accessories are discounted more deeply also. So that's where we're at.
I might make a comment.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, I was up with our crew on Portals 3, and they were digging. Well, I say they were trying to dig. They, with the little excavator that we have, and when they got down to the certain area, it didn't look to me like they were going to be able to scoop it out, but they finally got it out. So that was very difficult for them. So this will be a lot better and a lot faster, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Just want the board to know that.
Yeah, we end up in the trench doing both, pushing the rocks out by hand.
So how are you removing the tar? This is a machine thing to
by hand.
So there's going to be a cost avoidance involved that you're going to be saving money not having to have to do that.
It's going to be much quicker, and the chance of injuries are much less. I mean, you got two guys picking up a piece of asphalt, they're bending over, there's chances of all kinds of issues. It's best to avoid it.
What would you estimate saving would be, you know, your job site?
Oh, at least 35%. That's what Ben promises.
Hold to it.
So I take the chairman out there. It counts how many are standing around like a city employee.
So this is the long arm one, not the extendable arm.
Yeah, it's the R2.
What's the estimated life on this machine?
You mean total life?
Yeah.
I think the depreciation schedule is 10 years on this kind of machine. Yeah.
Is the warranty extendable?
The warranty is 2 years or 2,000 hours, whichever comes first.
But is it extendable? Can it be extended?
Oh, I don't know, but I can find out for sure.
So I was looking at this back page. It's a preventive service maintenance agreement.
Oh, that's right. It's extra.
So are we planning on? I mean, there's a bunch of extended warranty and stuff. Are we planning on accepting any of those in this cost, or is this with none of those accessories?
There's room in the budget for, if you guys were of a mind to buy the extended service pack.
Number two.
There's room in the budget.
But it doesn't have any prices for it.
No, it didn't give us any.
Bob, is there going to be any training offered from Bingham as far as operation? And I'm assuming it comes with an operator's manual, so we need to make sure they have that.
I would hope.
Sometimes, you know, they don't. It's separate.
I can check on that. I didn't ask them about training because the guys know how to, the one that they had is very similar in controls. It's made by the same guys, Bobcat.
Yeah, let's just make sure we get the manual, because OSHA always wants to make sure.
I know that I've had to, in the past, with operating machines, I called a guy that I know is a certifying operator who certifies operators, because you have to have that in mind.
Sure.
If someone gets hurt and you ain't got it, Ben's the only one left that's certified by that guy. We can certainly get him out here, I would think, or somebody like him. Because he works for somebody in the valley. He used to be the supervisor of equipment at CMT. I've known him. He's been an operator forever. And he was on the apprenticeship committee for the operators.
If we have this maintained, will we have to haul it down to Bingham, or will they come up here and work on it?
I didn't ask them. Because normally we do our maintenance here. The normal maintenance.
Well, we need to check on the cost for item number 2 and item number 4. Preventative maintenance agreement. An extended warranty agreement.
So how do you want to go about it? They're only going to hold this thing for so long.
Well, it says that these documents are attached. Did you have any more attachments in yours? Because there's all of these documents were supposed to be provided, so you can read them and check whether or not you want them.
You mean the limited warranty, equipment delivery, acceptance check?
Well, limited warranty it has. We're talking about the extended warranty and number 4, the preventative maintenance. How much would that cost if we opted for those?
Yeah, I haven't been offered that.
Maybe you have another attachment to buy. Maybe it's not on our list.
No, this is everything I have.
Well, it's. I don't think it's going to affect the board's decision one way or another, but I think we should check those before we final.
You want me to get the prices and report back to you via email or something on that?
Right. Yeah.
So are you guys of the mind to get the extended warranty and find out if they do the... They got people in Cottonwood, so maybe they might come up here.
Yeah.
Bingham's all over
the... Yeah, they got a big place in Cottonwood.
Most of your...
Yeah, captives, for sure. I see that.
Well, I think we just tell them. They need to come to us.
That's right.
Bob,
are we going to approve? Are you guys going to approve this and then require me to get these other numbers to you, or how are we going to do it?
I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
How big a bucket do we have on the Mini-X?
18 inches.
So we're getting an 18 and a 24 in this one.
Yeah, the little one won't drive 24.
Yeah.
We're going to transport it ourselves. It says our truck.
It fits our trailer.
Okay.
Barely, but it fits.
Barely. Well, I make a motion that the board approve the purchase of this Bobcat BC E60R2 and get prices for extended warranty and preventative maintenance programs with Bingham.
I second. Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion about purchasing this piece of equipment?
You're going to have to sign that, Charlie, because I'll load my units.
I'll sign it. Okay, so... call for the vote here. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say nay. Motion carries.
And when it comes to signing, I guess you have to accept or decline these additional things that are here. So see if we can get those prices tomorrow and make a decision so that he can sign off on everything.
He's waiting for me to call tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Today, thought the meeting was left.
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody else wants to buy it.
Well, we don't want to buy it, but we think it's a good deal, and it's going to help. So.
If we need it. We need it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that vote. I have another item that's not on the agenda that I'd like to discuss with the board.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Is this an employee issue?
This is a general manager
issue.
Is it,
there was some talk of an employee issue, we'd have to go into executive session.
Oh, yeah, that's something else. Okay, so the personnel group is composed of Tammy Albright, she's the chairman, and Ray Edding, and myself. And so the whole board, except for George, interviewed three applicants for a general manager job last, when was that, guys?
Last Thursday,
that's right. We were here till late. And we interviewed all three. And then Tammy sent out a...
It's the screen thing that made all that noise.
Tammy sent out a request to every board member for them to make an evaluation and choose which of the three they thought was the best, and second, and so on. And I have a count that I got from her, and I want to reveal that here. In every instance except one, David Dickinson was rated number one, that we should offer him a contract. The only dissenter on that was Tammy, and she's not on to present her case, but I think she sent something out to everybody on the email. Didn't you get something on that?
Right, yeah.
Well, I mean, we all responded, but we didn't see the summary, no.
No, you didn't see the summary, but her reasons for not approving anybody, her position was that she wanted to re-advertise. I've talked with her that a number of times, and she's willing to go with what the board has. I just want to double check as to what we have here. Here's what I have down. I have that Roger, you were in favor of David Dickinson.
Yeah, that was my number one.
That's correct. Sharon, you were in favor of David Dickinson.
Yes.
Larry, you were in favor of David Dickinson.
Correct.
Ray, you were in favor of David Dickinson.
Yes.
And so was I. So I assume that if we vote on that, that's five votes, which will carry. So what I am suggesting here now is that we simply vote that, yeah, we ought to offer an employment contract to David Dickinson. He's from Queen Creek area and works for Queen Creek on this sort of thing. And also, as a part of that vote, I would suggest that when I go down to the Valley this weekend, that the board authorize me to meet with him and to offer him, if he's still interested, offer him a pay package of $85,000 a year. And if he needs moving expenses of $5,000, and find out when he's available to come, speak to him briefly about the benefit package we have with the district for health benefit and other. So, I want to make that as a package vote, and that is that you approve. I would entertain a motion to approve offering a employment contract to David Dickinson this weekend, and with the considerations that I outlined. Any questions about that?
Have we checked his references yet?
No. We have not. But that was one other thing I was going to ask for that.
from him.
Yeah.
And it would be contingent on, if somebody says they hate him and be glad to get rid of him, well, that's a red flag.
Yeah, then we need to be sure, yeah.
They said that they'd be doing something illegal, so.
Yeah.
Yes, they would.
Oh, so anyway, any
it's
other question there?
Also, drug testing will be contingent too. Once
yes.
Offered the drug.
Yes.
If you had a need, would you rehire him?
Let's see. I have a little thing
you
that.
Don't do that anymore.
No.
Where is that?
There used to be one you could do that.
We're going to talk about sick days, vacation days, background check, drug testing, and that's all I had here. Okay, I think that covers about it. Anything else we ought to cover?
You said references, right?
Yeah, you said that. I'll put that down.
Yeah, and as far as vacation, they have 2 weeks, but in this situation, I know that we offered previous district manager quite a bit more than that, so if that's something that's negotiable with him.
Yeah, if that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. If he says, yeah, I want 8 weeks vacation,
well
I'll just thank him and go on my way, I guess. I don't know. Okay, any other comments on this?
Yeah, I understand Tammy's concerns, but I think, you know, that the person or the type of person she's looking for is not in our price range.
We're not going to.
No.
We're not going to find them.
No.
I think that you've capsulized it right there.
Right.
It's true. She wants an individual with a lot of experience and capabilities that he may not have. But in order to get those, we would have to be paying $130,000,
$140,000
a year to get them.
$150,000
plus. And that's not in our budget. We can't afford that. Yeah. Unless somebody thinks we can.
Well,
somebody want to pull some out of their
pocket. And then on top of that, if they don't have the licenses that we require, it's another $50,000. So
yeah.
I don't think we can take that to the public.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a good point, Sharon, that you pointed out on the savings with the
yes.
licenses.
Yes.
So.
That is a good point.
Okay, so I'll entertain a motion.
I would like to move that we hire David Dickinson. Under whatever circumstances you can negotiate with him.
Okay.
I second that.
We have a motion to second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. I will proceed in that manner. I will probably be visiting with him on Saturday. I'll be calling him tomorrow to set up a time that we talked about, and I'll try to give a detail. Excuse me, I gotta quit drinking or something.
Or start.
I'll try to give a detailed report on what I find out and what we agreed to, and we can go from there.
And if we can get his references tomorrow, we can already get those contacted before you meet with them on Saturday, I think would be a good idea.
That's true.
Yeah. We'll try to do that.
And it's always difficult for his present employer, because then it puts them in an awkward situation.
Sure.
You know, did he give us references on his application? It was pretty extensive.
Yeah. He did.
He did give us references? Okay.
I think you're right.
I've never seen someone give a bad reference yet.
No. Well then, maybe you could have Ray, if Ray wanted to do that, check the references tomorrow.
Yep. Most company policies are, you don't give out a reference.
No.
Companies eyeball work for
it.
But at least you contact them and you made the effort.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he worked for one company for 14 years before they got bought out by the town of Queen Creek, so
yeah,
he can't be that bad.
No, that's a good sign.
Well, that was one thing that, you know, he had a longevity,
yeah.
It's with some trepidation that I admit that
I'm probably older than anybody here, and I've never worked for anybody more than 7 years. That's just the way I've been.
I had 16 at my last job.
You were in a rut, weren't you?
Oh, no, I had a fabulous job, I want to tell you.
As I recall, though, I think a lot of his references were people that he had worked with. So
yes,
they would probably, be more than happy to respond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it says a lot that they rehired him as a consultant. There's not many people.
He's actually on payroll.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll proceed in that manner.
All right.
See where we get. And on the 19th, we're having this luncheon.
What time is that?
At noon.
No, 11:30.
Say noon.
11:30.
7:30?
11:30.
And that's for the HR group?
And this is not a board meeting or anything else. Anybody on the board that wants to just come and sit in, I assume. It's
no.
Well, no.
You can't.
It's a human resources situation, so it has to be a closed meeting.
But if we don't make any decision, we just watch?
No, it still has to be closed.
Okay, so well,
anything human resources,
the board's not, no.
Money-wise, has
unless
to
you make it an executive session and allow the employees to come to the executive session. Then the board can all be there.
Yeah, I don't think.
But otherwise, they can't.
Okay, well, the three of us will be there, and that, so there can be one more event. Anybody you want to be there?
Can some show from like 11:30 to 12, or is it rest?
Only three.
Pardon me, what did you say?
I can some show up 11:30 to 12, and then some 12 to 12:30. So there's never more than
three board members. When's the pizza going to be here? 11:30 or 11:30? They split the difference because the field guys go at 11 and the ladies go at 12, so it's got a difference.
Yeah, it'll be in this room, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Ray and Tammy provided me with probably 5 pages of notes because they did all the interviewing. Okay.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
And a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Nay. We are adjourned.